Well, happy Easter, everybody. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Well, have you ever actually wondered about that statement, Christ is risen? Well, what has he risen from? Has Christ risen from his bed? Or is Christ like that batch of dough which is finally risen and ready to be put into that hot oven? Or has Christ truly risen from the dead? Well, this question seems a little strange, doesn't it? Of course Christ has risen from the dead. That's what we celebrate on Easter Sunday. But the fact remains, the resurrection of Jesus still stands as one of the biggest stumbling blocks for people believing and trusting in Jesus and what he has done for us. And there's good reason for this, isn't there? We all know that when people die, they don't come back to life again. People do not rise from the dead. And as we saw on Friday, the Romans, they were extremely good at executing people. They did not fail at their job. There was no doubt about it. Christ died on that very first Easter Sunday. Good Friday. Some 2,000 years ago. And then Jesus' body was quickly laid into a tomb before sundown on that Easter Friday. Before work had to stop for the day of Sabbath rest. And this is the very point which we pick up our story this morning in our Bible reading from Luke 24. Because of the rushed burial of Jesus to ensure that no work was done on the Sabbath, especially the Sabbath of the Passover festival, the women, they were unable to complete the Jewish burial custom of wrapping Jesus' body in spices and ointments before his burial. So at the very first opportunity that they got, at dawn on that first Easter Sunday morning, they went to the tomb to complete the Jewish burial custom. The last thing on these women's mind was finding an empty tomb, for they had gone to prepare Jesus' body for a proper burial. And after all, Jesus' body had only been placed in that tomb a couple of days before. It shouldn't have decayed that much. It just didn't get up and disappear. But we read in verse 3, when they entered the tomb, they did not find the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed of lightning stood before them. And in their fright, they bowed their faces down towards the ground. But these men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen." And after being reminded of Jesus' own words concerning his death and resurrection by the angels, these women, they rushed back to tell the disciples what had just happened. Now you can just imagine the conversation here, can't you? You're at the wake, mourning the loss of your leader. You're mourning the loss of your friend, mourning the loss of the person who you have spent every day with for the past 3 years. Mourning the loss of the person you left everything for to follow. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, come rushing in these women. And they're saying, "Hey guys, you're never going to believe this, but guess what? He is risen. Jesus is risen." Now, I'm not sure what you'd be thinking, but I would have been thinking, what sort of sick joke is this? What are these women talking about? Dead people, they don't come back to life. Once you die, it's final. It's just nonsense. Clearly, they've lost their mind. Clearly, they are not coping with Jesus' death. Peter, however, he runs off to the tomb to check out the story of these women. And oddly, when he arrives at the tomb, he finds it empty as well. And he's left pondering what happened to Jesus. Could what these women have said be true? Could Jesus really have risen from the dead? If he hasn't, well, what's happened to his body? Did I get the right tomb? Did they get the right tomb? Yeah, it was the third one from the right. Got the right tomb. Could it be true? Has Jesus been raised from the dead? Well, thankfully, Peter doesn't have to wait too long to find out for himself. Luke records for us on that very first Easter Sunday night something truly amazing happening. Have a look with me if you've got your Bibles open at verse 36 of Luke 24. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and he said to them, "Peace be with you." Now you're kind of glad that he said that, didn't you? If all of a sudden someone just popped up in here and said, "Oh, that was dead. Wow." That would freak you out, wouldn't it? And rightfully so, Luke records that they were startled and frightened, thinking that they had seen a ghost. But Jesus said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hands, look at my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." It was truly Jesus standing in the flesh before them. You see, the disciples, they had not believed the women at all. And you can't really blame them, can you? For what they were suggesting was ludicrous. Dead people don't come back to life. It was not until Jesus stood before them all in his own flesh and they touched the very spots that those nails were driven through his hands and his feet that they believed that Jesus had indeed truly been risen from the dead. And after this, Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what was written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things." Now Jesus went on to appear to many more people, including over 500 people at one time. And those he appeared to, they took the good news of Jesus dying for our sins on that rugged cross. And they preached the message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins to all nations. And this is the same message that we preach today. The message that Jesus took my rightful place upon that cross. The message that Jesus took your rightful place upon that cross. And he died the death that both you and I rightfully deserve to die, even though he was innocent. And because Jesus was raised back to life on that very first Easter Sunday morning, we too have the confidence that if we trust in what Jesus has done for us, we too will be raised to eternal life. For death has been defeated. This is the great news of the gospel. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, because he took the punishment of our sin upon himself on that cross on the very first Good Friday, and he was raised back to life by God the Father on the very first Easter Sunday. Because Jesus was crucified for us and he rose again, we have been given new life. We have been given the gift of eternal life. And this is why on Easter Sunday we celebrate together Jesus' resurrection. And this is why on Easter Sunday we give out Easter eggs. For just as an egg reminds us of new life, Easter eggs, they remind us of our new eternal life because of what Jesus has done. And they're given as free gifts to other people, just like we have received the free gift of grace. And finally, Easter eggs, they are hollow. And why are they hollow? Well, they remind us of the empty tomb. They remind us that Jesus has defeated death. They remind us of the victory that we have because of what Jesus has done for us. So this year, as we celebrate Easter Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. This year, as we dig into our Easter eggs, let us remember what Jesus has done for us, that he has defeated death, and if we trust in him, we can have eternal life. And when we remember that, let us be thankful to God for what he has done for us. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to give you great thanks for these words to us today. Today, we especially want to thank you for sending Jesus to die the death that we all deserve to die. And Lord, we want to thank you that Jesus did not remain dead, but that you raised him back to life, showing us that death has been defeated. We pray today that we would be trusting in what Jesus has done for us. And we pray this in your Son's name and for your glory. Amen.